what we call Alabama tradition. No Martin Houston tonight. Martin's coaching high school football on a Tuesday night, junior varsity there. So we'll get Martin back next week as we look at the Alabama Crimson Tide. A lot of things that we're talking about, a lot of things that we're discussing. We're doing a Dreamland score prediction day, and we're just going to continue to progress through the show right here. We do have one line available at 205-342-9904. So we'll do our Dreamland score prediction day. And let's go to Joe in Duncanville. Joe, I apologize. I think we cut you off earlier. It was on our end, and I apologize.
Oh, no problem.
How are you, man?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good, good. Did you celebrate that big win?
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
it was a good game.
It was nice. It was good to smack those Hurricanes in the mouth.
That's right. Boy, I think they've been drinking the Kool-Aid on your show today, huh?
I know it. I know it. I know it. I don't know if it was Kool-Aid, though. I wish it was, but I think it was probably a little bit harder than Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But it was entertaining.
It was. No, it was entertaining for me, too. It was. Yeah, and Jumbo's been all about this Ole Miss, man. Oh, Jumbo's worried about Ole Miss. Tony's worried about Ole Miss. I mean.
Yeah. I'm not too concerned with them myself.
I mean, they look like a pretty good football team, but I mean, it's, you know, who's going to finish?
Yeah, but it's still Ole Miss.
It's still Ole Miss. You're right. It's still Ole Miss. And we're talking about, you know, we celebrated their team last year. What did they finish, 5-5? I mean, it's not like they knocked the door down. I mean, yeah, they played their best game against Alabama, which most teams do. And then what do? They drift away. They drift away. It's what happens.
Like I say, it's just the same old Ole Miss, I guess.
Yep.
That's the only answer I could give you.
But, I mean, they look pretty good. I mean, Mackerel's looks like a pretty good quarterback. Defense looks improved. I mean, will they be able to take down Alabama? Probably not. But it'll be a fun game. Right now, we're just looking for somebody that can, you know, provide us some competition.
Well, I don't think we're going to find out this week.
Well, now, whoa, 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 whoa. this would be called rat poison here, Joe.
Well,
rat
maybe poison.
It would be rat poison. It would be. So, all right, with that being said, you got a score for me?
Yeah, let's go about Alabama 58.
Okay.
Mercer
9. 58-9. Mercer 9. And then total yards offensively for the Bears?
278.
Okay, 58-9, 278. I got it, man. Anything else, Joe?
All right. No, that's going to do it. How about LSU?
No, I didn't see what happened. Tell me. I just want you to repeat again because it sounds good.
I think they got their ears slapped a little bit.
They got a little humble pie, but they've had it for a couple of years in a row. We were interviewing Matt Moscona earlier from Baton Rouge. It sounds like he doesn't think that Coach O is going to be able to make it.
No, I don't think he's going to last too long.
And I don't dislike him. I think he's a pretty down-to-earth person. But for some reason, what I would think would be the biggest connection, like I don't know if there's another coach that fits the culture of the program that he represents more than Coach O represents LSU. And when you back up and think about it, there is – I mean, look at it. For some reason, there's a disconnect. What is it? What happened? What's going wrong? Something's went wrong because he's not able to get these guys back.
Yep.
I mean, they had 18 starters coming back on offense and defense. 18.
Well, undoubtedly, their starters weren't very good.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Yeah. But still, you should at least somewhat look like a presentable football team.
Yeah, which they did. I mean, they just stuck it up.
And we had some that have been on this radio show that picked LSU to win the conference.
well, unfortunately, I picked them in my parlay pick. Well,
there was about half of you guys that did that. So,
yeah.
And you know what? I was probably suckered right in. I thought they would go out and just handle UCLA. So even though I didn't pick, I would have probably picked LSU. I thought they would go out and beat these guys. That was not the case. But, hey, Joe, appreciate you, man.
All right. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Joe in Duncanville dropping off. That means one line's available. If you want to jump in, we'd love to have you. 205-342-9904. 205-342-9904. Ellis, Manchester, Tennessee. Ellis, good afternoon, man. You're in the game.
Ryan, I got taken off Twitter.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I don't even want to ask why.
I commented on something with, where this lady had grounded one of her kids and then killed the other in somehow. And I said, well, that she don't deserve to live. She deserves to be put in front of a firing squad.
Oh, Lord. I didn't see it. So you got suspended from Twitter?
Yeah, for saying that.
Well, they've been pretty popular on that suspension. I know quite a few people that have got it. So are you going to be able to come back?
I'm just speaking the truth. She don't deserve to live.
Well, now if she drowned her kid, probably not.
Kill her own kid?
Yeah, I didn't see it. So
I shared it on Twitter. So, you know, it is what it is. It's awful.
I got you. Well, let's think positive here.
Let's think better than Jumbo and Jumbo and them. Oh, Lord of mercy. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Yeah, Jumbo's worried about Mercer. Tony's worried about Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin. I mean, you heard Tony? I mean,
Super Joe, though. I don't understand him, right?
Well, neither did none of us. I mean,
I love him to death, though. He's an awesome man.
He just
loses it.
Not a good day for Super Joe. Not a good day. Not a good day.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, it wasn't. But he's going to get back on track tomorrow. I feel it.
He will.
He said after calling 100 times, his brain was a little bit fried. So he'll get back on track.
But now he is a historian, like everybody says. He knows a lot about Alabama football. That's for sure.
Oh, does he? Oh, man, he's great at it. Let me tell you something. He can walk you from 1892 to 1999 and then back again.
I don't see how he does it, Ryan. Keeps up with all that. I couldn't keep that all up in this.
He is impressive.
Head of mine.
He is impressive.
Yeah, he is impressive.
So,
Ole Miss, they look good, Ryan. But, you know, look who they played. They didn't play nobody. Louisville.
Well,
that poor quarterback was like the quarterback from Clemson. He was just inundated with players on him.
Yeah, Cunningham didn't have a lot of people around him. But I look at Ole Miss as a different – it's just, to me, they look scary. Because you've also got to look at this. You got to look at Ole Miss and say, well, Lane Kiffin was on the sidelines. What's Lane Kiffin worth? 6 points, 7 points, 8 points?
Yeah. They still played good, you know. Did you see how fast they were?
They were
or
fast.
Or did you watch any
of
it?
No, I watched most of it, yes. Oh, they were good looking.
Well, like what, 17, 18 seconds?
I mean, it was.
And they were, as soon as the play was over with, they would back up there another play.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback hits the ground and they pop right back up. Bam.
Yeah, boom. And I mean, but I ain't worried about him.
Well, and think about what Lane Kiffin learned in Tuscaloosa. You go up against the best defense in the country, right? You go up against the best defense in the country and in practice, and you have a chance to iron out what you do offensively. So you know what works and what doesn't work and how you can adjust. And that I'm sure it probably helped him iron out. Hey, did you see where Mac Jones tells the folks up in New England that his girlfriend helps him with a playbook?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, she said they even do walkthroughs in their yard.
Awesome.
That's what they. Yep.
I pity Mercer this weekend.
Well,
did you say Jumbo was worried about Mercer?
Well, he was not really worried. It was just he was like, we should not be looking ahead to Gainesville or any of those other teams.
No, we don't need to be looking ahead, but we sure don't need to be worried about Mercer.
Yeah, I'm not worried about anybody. I'm not worried about the Dallas Cowboys, right, the New England Patriots, the Chicago Bears. If the Seattle Seahawks want to come to Tuscaloosa, we'll give Russell Wilson some.
We're going to tap them out, make them tap out.
Anybody, Chargers, Rams.
Bring them on.
Bring them on, one rat by
poison.
One.
The tide is ready. Rat poison is out right now.
Hey, I was watching ESPN News. They just did the good, the bad, the ugly. They stole that from me. I stole it from Nick Saban. They took it from me. They cheated. Look at that.
You're going to make them pay you money for that.
State name misspelled on your jersey, though, does it?
Look at that.
You're going to make them pay money for that.
Look at that. The good, the bad, the ugly. I took it from Nick Saban, though. He does it with his team. So I didn't realize that ESPN did that. Is that something new that they're doing? Okay.
I ain't never heard of it.
They're cheating. It's called plagiarism.
But take it from you, Ryan. You need to make them pay for it.
I need to give Nick Saban credit. It's not mine. It's his. But it's what he does with his players on a film sessions. So, Ellis, give me a score, man.
55-10.
Mercer total yards.
175 yards.
You pretty excited about that Tennessee game this weekend?
Yeah, they're going to get killed.
That's not nice.
Tennessee.
I mean, you live in that state. You should be proud of that bunch. They're 1-0.
No, not me.
They're 1-0.
You don't hear many people talking about them either.
None. All right. Be good, Ellis. Roll Tide.
All right, Roll Tide, Ryan. I'll holler at you later.
We thank you. Thank you, Ellis. There it is. Ellis, Manchester, Tennessee. We'll go here to David in Tuscaloosa. David, good afternoon. You're in the game. Hey, David. Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for calling. He says that Bigfoot is running nude on 69 South. So, David, we appreciate that report.
Oh, no!
Bigfoot running nude on 69 South. So you guys headed home today. Watch out. David just reported that. We'll get more scores into the prediction. We'll take it 205-342-9904. I do remind you about Pastor's Kitchen Mexican Food. If you're looking for great Mexican food, the chips and salsa, always great. The fajitas, the chimichangas, all available there. Go see our friends. You will find it at Pastor's Kitchen Mexican Food. Pastor Garcia and the great staff, Pastor's Pizza up in Northside. You also find Pastor's Mexican there. But the Northport location's where I usually go, and you'll find it right there, the great daily lunch specials. Phone lines available right now, 205-342-9904. It's a Dreamland score prediction day. Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
You are listening to Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler. Your connection to Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama Athletics on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Friend, don't you know? Never.
will continue taking phone calls. If you want to jump in, we'd love to have you at 205-342-9904, 205-342-9904. As we get things started, let's go to Mitchell. Mitchell, good afternoon. You're in the game.
What's going on, Ryan?
I'm having a great day. How about you, man?
Man, I am, man. I'm going to go ahead and say this, whether it be rat poison or not, Ryan, but the quest for number 19 is underway, and it's in our sights, Ryan Fowler.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Nick Saban Ryan. Would hate this, but it's
Oh, yeah. But, Ryan, I mean, offensively, defensively, what did I tell you about that Australian punter? He's horrible. But
Hold on. I got to ask you a question. Okay.
Okay. Remember now, I went to the Red Oval Club
I know. That's what I'm going to ask you. Was Saturday just a confirmation of that? Or is that something that was not the same? Or was that just a – did he look as bad as he did on Saturday?
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I think he looks worse. He looked worse in that scrimmage. That I went to, because man, he shanked. I mean, they gave him, I don't know, three or four chances to punt, but he shanked dang near every punt he attempted.
I thought we were supposed to clone J.K. Scott,
and I did too.
I mean, I thought we were never going to have to worry about punters, and here we are. Here we are. I mean, it's just one game, but you're telling me that the scrimmage looked pretty similar.
Yeah. I mean, now maybe on opening day over there in the big city, the big stadium, maybe he had butterflies or something. But the scrimmage was limited fans anyway. It's just Red Elephant Club members and A Club members.
He didn't look good, huh?
No. And now I realize we only punted twice Saturday. But what you say he averaged? What, 31 yards?
He had 36, and he had a shank, so he had 31 yards total.
Yeah, not good. We got to fix that. But the quest for 19 is on the way, and it's in our sight. And, I don't know if anybody's mentioned this. And, you know, as my sister told you, we went down to Mobile this weekend. We're coming back yesterday, and we were trying to get in. And I wish I would have got in because on the good and the bad, the ugly, my bad was going to be ABC down in the Mobile area. It got time for the game, and the Oklahoma-Tulane game was still going on.
I think that was a lot of places. And, I think it was a lot of places.
And I was sitting in front of the TV, but I went outside and was trying to get some stuff ready, cooler fixed, and getting meal prepared to throw on the grill. But anyway, and then the next thing you know, I guess they put at the bottom of the screen that it was moving to ESPN News or something, and I didn't see that, so I'm still watching the Oklahoma game. And next thing you know, they tune into the Alabama game, and we've already scored a touchdown.
Well, and the only reason that I knew what you were talking about is, and what everybody else was talking about on Twitter, is they have screens inside the press box, and normally the TV, they'll go with a TV monitor feed or whatever, and they still had Oklahoma and Tulane there. And so it was still on the television side of things. So I kept looking up, and I was like, well, when are they going to switch it? But, I mean, obviously it was a close game, and they were making sure that, you know, Oklahoma was going to walk out and get a win. But, well, then Boomer Sooners looked pretty good, didn't they?
they are a joke. Ohio State on Thursday night got behind. They're a joke.
I mean, like, tomorrow maybe we'll do a show. What was the most impressive thing other than Alabama that you witnessed? That might be a fun show.
There you go.
I mean, because it was like, I mean, you really struggle, right? I mean, people are talking about, why are you praising Ole Miss? Well, because, I mean, did you see the stuff that we witnessed throughout the weekend?
Right.
No wonder they say Alabama's boring.
I know, exactly.
I mean, we line up in the right position. We have 11 guys out there when we're supposed to have 11.
Right.
I mean,
we look like, at most of the time, we look like we have played organized football together, you know? And I heard you talk on a little bit about yesterday and some earlier today. But so the Georgia Bull Puppies, they knocked off a once great champion, and they're back now, aren't they, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, yeah, they are.
Them and Auburn, you know.
And then poor old,
cry me a river.
And poor old Georgia fans, they celebrate everything. I mean,
I know.
And haven't won anything in most of our lives.
Right. 1980. I mean, geez. I mean, I'm 55 years old, but I do remember, obviously, the 80s, and I remember them winning that national championship. But you could even hear it in Kirby's voice.
The same question that I have about Georgia is the same question that I went into the season with. Is Kirby Smart going to allow them to be the offensive team that maybe they're capable of being? Is he going to put any restrictions? Is he going to limit the way that they run that offense because he's afraid that it's going to hurt that defense?
Mm-hmm.
I think Saturday answered that question. Yes, they got to win, but that answer is still yes.
Right.
Even though Nick Saban makes it look easy, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy to turn away from what you do best.
And Clemson's defense may be pretty good, and that's why they you know, basically shut them down. I mean, Georgia shut them down with their defense, but Clemson's defense may be pretty good, and that's why I guess they shut down the second coming of Buck Ballou over there. You know, all we heard was JT Daniels, oh, he's going to be the man. They're going to score points and score at will. You don't even get an offensive touchdown?
Well, and Jacob, help me out. Their number one defensive tackle was out of that game, correct, for Clemson?
Hey, I thought so.
Yeah, and I think the secondary, there was one guy that was not there on that. So when you look at the Clemson Tigers, we're not talking about a dominant defense. I mean, it looked good on paper, but I think a lot of that had to do with the quarterback play from both DJ and JT.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like if I'm Nick Saban, I'm not shaking in my boots.
No. But there again, just like Jumbo was preaching at everybody, we're not looking ahead to if we play Georgia in championship game or looking down the road. Yeah, we're focusing on Mercer, but you got to look at teams in your conference and saying, all right, we have a chance to play them, or the teams that we're scheduled, we're going to play them, and you're gonna watch them. But I was just like, you know, everything that we heard in the offseason, oh, JT's going to be the starter, and they are going to light it up. Their running game is going to be the best. I mean, come on. I think Alabama, with the team that showed up Saturday night in Atlanta, Ryan, I think Alabama could have played either of those teams in Georgia or Clemson and at least got 30 plus points, at least. Would you agree?
I think you're right. Yeah.
Ryan.
I'm not worried about anybody. Like I said, the Dallas Cowboys, they want some.
Bring them on.
Pittsburgh Steelers, bring them some. Tua, we'll take care of you. Whoever wants some. Atlanta, you want to stop over and get some? Bring it on. We'll play you on a Thursday night, and we'll get ready to play you Saturday on Mercer. So anybody that wants to warm up game, just come on.
There you go. Well, all right.
I mean, Nick Saban said he needs some competition in practice anyway.
Exactly.
He's not going to get it on Saturday. He might as well get it during the week.
Right. Let's go. Alabama 55-55.
Okay.
And the Mercer Bears 0.
55-0 Mercer total yards.
215 total yards.
Got it. Thank you, Mitchell.
Memo to the Mercer Bears. We're sorry. It's nothing personal. It's business. You're next.
Thank you, Mitchell. We appreciate that. We'll get back to phone calls. I go to Terry in Richmond. I'll go to Kevin in Kentucky coming up in a couple of minutes. That means one line's available, 205-342-9904. Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Hot! It's all together!
Alabama Crimson Tide football on Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler in Tuscaloosa on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
No, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out.
Jump in. It's 205-342-9904. Dreamland's score prediction day. Yes, we are live here in the 6 to 7 hour. Martin Houston's coaching junior high football tonight and will not be with us. So we're going to run this thing all the way until 7 o'clock. Let's go to Terry up in Richmond, Virginia. Terry, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing? Roll Tide, brother.
Oh, man. Life is good, especially if you're an Alabama fan.
Oh, my gosh. Great show today. Great show yesterday. Great show last week. You've been on fire. And really proud of you. And keep bringing it. It's been awesome.
Well, we've had some fun today.
And you got to eat dinner with Rich.
Yeah, it was good, man. He took me to a really good barbecue place. Really good barbecue place.
Yeah. I lived in Atlanta for 4 years. Yeah. I lived there for 4 years. I told him, I said, I don't remember that place. I don't know how I missed that. That's my kind of place.
Yeah.
But,
it was a really good place and, you know, good barbecue sauce, which I'm a barbecue fanatic.
Oh, man.
I can do all different types of barbecue. I mean, my favorite because, they've been a part of our show for so long as Dreamland. But, you know, I love when I go to the different cities to tour. You know, you go over to North Carolina, you get their different type of sauces that they have. You go to KC, you know, you have that type of barbecue. I mean, it's just.
We need to go on a trip to KC, man. I'd love to go out there again. You know, I'm a barbecue sauce connoisseur or, you know, fan, I should say.
Yeah.
Growing up in Birmingham, see, I grew up on Golden Rule and that sort of thing, you know. And, man, that Birmingham barbecue sauce was great.
What is your favorite type of barbecue sauce? Like, is it mustard, vinegar, tomato?
No, my favorite is that style, you know, like Dreamland's and Birmingham-style barbecue sauce, you know, which is, you know, little peppery, you know, tomato base.
Sure.
Now, I love Eastern North Carolina vinegar-based barbecue. Oh. But
I do, too. I do, too. It's a different style, but it's really, really
good. It is. But it's really good. And
probably one of my
Lexington barbecue, Lexington, North Carolina.
Okay.
If you've been there, that is a mecca. Ask Darlene about it. Because she's not too far from there.
Okay.
And it's fantastic. That place is great. I used to have a friend. His son lived in Charlotte. He'd come back to Richmond, and he would go through Lexington and would bring pounds of barbecue back, and we'd feast on that. It was it was great. But I've been there too several times, and it is fantastic.
Now, speaking of North Carolina, you got a vinegar base. I'm not sure the geographical line, but if you go to one part of North Carolina, it's the vinegar base. If you go to another part of North Carolina, it's the mustard base. And
well, the mustard is more South Carolina. In eastern North Carolina, like Wilson, North Carolina, and over that way is the vinegar base. And then Lexington is more of a tomato base. Lexington's more central and, you know, west of Raleigh, out that way. So,
well, and the mustard
very,
base,
very good.
The mustard base is probably one of my favorite. I like that kick. I like that little bit of a little bit of kick. And it's kind of like the Dreamland sauce. The hotter the temp, the hotter the sauce. So, like, if you heat it up, like, in other words, if you take the Dreamline sauce that you can buy and you put it on your own stuff, if you heat it up, it's a hotter sauce. Mm-hmm. The heat makes the spices come out. If it's cooler, the cooler it is. So,
you know, Ryan, I've only been to the original Dreamland one time, and it was fantastic. I took some friends from Richmond. We went to a ball game early 2000s, and I said, we got to go there. So we got there before they opened. We were the first people in line or whatever in the parking lot. And, oh, my gosh, it was great. And just walking around looking at all the Alabama memorabilia on the walls, all that kind of stuff, they were just, like, blown away. It was great.
Well, the other part of when you go to a barbecue place, you have to have really good sides. To me, that's part of the experience, right? I mean, you got to have good coleslaw. You've got to have good potato salad. You got to have good baked beans. Those are things. And you know, I do like the original location because I think it's the fun part. But I also love to go to Northport because they got great sides.
Okay. Well, back then, the first thing the lady said when we walked up to order was, "We don't have sides. It's just ribs and white bread."
Sure.
I said, "That's what I've been told. So that's fine with us. Bring it on." Because we brought sides with us because we spent the night in Birmingham and went to Jim and Nick's. Now, you know Jim and Nick's?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have good sides. So we bought the sides the night before and brought those with us to tailgate. So, and that was really good. So.
Well, and they're kind of known for their biscuits. I know a little cheddar biscuits.
They are. Yeah. They are. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one up here in Chattanooga.
I mean, you see what I mean. We're talking about food. We didn't even talk about football. How about Alabama kicking my? No, I'm just kidding. I mean, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. But
you know what impressed me the most, or you know what my favorite part of the game. Of course, I love the offense, but seeing the defense flying around playing Alabama defense.
Yes, great point.
Oh, my gosh, that brought back such great memories. And it's not been that long ago, but, I mean, that just was, man, we're playing defense again, and we're flying off the ball. Everybody knew what they were doing and just so, you know, sure about themselves. It was just beautiful. And all phases of the defense, I was just super impressed. Phil Mathis and our linebackers, you know, just looked great. Man, Henry Toa Toa reminded me of Ruben, you know, just wanting to take people, I mean, just wanting to hit. And then the backfield, you know, the defensive backfield, Malachi, all those guys. Oh, man. And Jalen Armour Davis, that guy's a stud. We got some studs on defense. And I love seeing that. We're gonna be shutting some offenses down. But and the offense looked great. Bryce was phenomenal. Couldn't have asked for a better outing than that. I knew he was going to be great. You know, I mean, we've been hearing it. We saw him last year. Yeah, he showed, you know, flashes. But then we're hearing, you know, spring and summer practices, you know, like, man, this guy's the real deal. We knew he was going to be, and he just, you know, exceeded expectations. You know, he's just such class guy. And, so, all in all, that was fantastic.
Hey, Terry, do you have a score for me?
Yeah, for this weekend, yeah. Shoot, who knows? I'm going to say 45-6.
45-6. Mercer total yards.
Oh, they'll get about 275, maybe.
275. 45-6, 275. Hey, Terry, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Enjoy talking a little food and barbecue with you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Terry in Richmond, Virginia. Kevin in Kentucky, we will take you coming up in a couple of minutes. We have a couple of lines available. If you want to jump in, Dreamland Score Prediction Day. Today will be the only day that we'll do that. So if you want to get in now. Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A warm afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, the chance of a few scattered showers or storms through the evening hours. The high today, 89, the low tonight, 71. For tomorrow, partially sunny, the chance of a shower or storm in scattered spots, the high 88. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 87 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The host of the game, Ryan Fowler, and the host of the Martin Houston Show, Martin Houston, have combined to offer a show filled with in-depth analysis of Alabama football and more. Alabama Tradition broadcasts live on Tide 100.9 every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. and is available live and on playback on numerous affiliates around the Southeast. Check out alabamatradition.com for a list of affiliates, as well as other great content.
Driving through Georgia in late July, on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh, I saw a homemade sign written in red, Ryan County Watermelon Festival ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down, took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on when I got there.
All right, so let's go into a couple of different things here. 205-342-9904. If you want to jump in, a Dreamland score prediction day, the final couple of minutes, and then we'll shut it down, and then we'll get ready for tomorrow's big show with Chris Landry and many others. Right now it's Kevin of Kentucky. Kevin, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Ryan, we looked so good on Saturday.
Dominant.
I mean,
dominant.
You know, we've blown people's doors off before in an opener, but I don't ever remember seeing our team look in mid-season form the way they did on Saturday. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but because I had some dental work done on Friday, so I was laid out on the couch all day Saturday watching games, so I may have been a little drugged up there or something, but they looked mid-season form to me. And Bryce Young, I mean, you know, I thought back to Jalen Hurts in his first game, you know, he had some shaky moments. And Tua in his first game, he had some, you know, he was a little sporadic. And, you know, Mac Jones, when he started a couple of games in 2019, we remember that. But Bryce, I mean, he looked like he'd been there, done that. Like it was nothing.
He was dominant. He was dominant. I mean, and I think it really speaks for itself. The starting debut, when you look at the stats, or if you want to look at touchdowns, record-setting day. But it was more than just touchdowns. It was the way that he commanded the offense, the poise,
yes.
Just the demand that other people looked at him for leadership. He didn't get rattled, regardless if there was pressure, blitz. And, you know, Nick Saban even talked about the pressure that Miami threw to him. They did. They hit him pretty hard,
yeah,
with a lot of different things. And so he passed the test. He took it to the next level, and it was just impressive. I mean, I walked away going, wow, that's, I mean, you know, I understand, yeah, why people would be so frustrated to, you know, to watch if you're a non-Alabama fan. I get it. I really do.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what Miami does from here on out. And, you know, that'll give us a better picture. And I think everybody needs to pump the brakes on Ole Miss.
Okay.
I mean, I got a front row seat up here to the Louisville Cardinals. I actually just drove by practice on my way home, and you know, Malik Cunningham's out there throwing passes on air, and he still can't hit a receiver. You know, with no defense out there. So I mean, that kid, you know, he's been the same kid his whole time there. And you know, I've heard the frustration from the Louisville fans here. You know, talking about how it's the same old, same old, same old, same old. That team, you know, he's a pretty good kid. And I think I heard one of the callers today say something about he didn't have anything around him. I think it's actually the opposite. I think that Louisville has been lacking in the quarterback area. So we can pump the brakes on Ole Miss for a little bit. I need to see more. I'm not gonna put them up there as the second best team in the West.
All right. Now I want to play the win-loss game. When you look at Ole Miss, okay? Austin Peay this weekend, mm-hmm. they'll get the win. Okay, so let's take a look. What is it? Oh, the help me
it's
out, Jake.
It's a W, Ryan.
Oh.
Playing the win-loss game behind the glass.
I don't have my glasses on. So you're just holding up fingers. I thought it was something else. I was trying to figure out what I'd missed. Stop me when you think that there's a loss, okay? So we know what they did last night. Austin Peay this weekend.
Yep.
They've got Tulane coming up next week. That's a win. And then they get 2 weeks to prepare for Alabama.
Right.
I'm not saying that that's going to influence it, but, I mean, you know, 2 weeks is 2 weeks, right?
It is.
And then they play
Arkansas. We're used to that, though.
Right, we are. I agree with you. And then we have Arkansas, or excuse me, they have Arkansas. I'm going. So that's a win, right? Tennessee, right. Ole Miss. That's a beat down like nobody's business. And at this point, they go 3 weeks. 3 weeks in October, they go to LSU.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we don't even know what LSU.
We don't know what LSU's going to have then. That might be a wait and see type thing.
And I know
I'm not.
I know Akron was in the Super Bowl last year, but Auburn. I got a lot of questions around the Tigers, and I think it's simply about the Jimmies and the Joes. When you look at Ole Miss goes to Auburn. That's a win.
You never know what happens down there, though.
Then they get Liberty's Hugh Freeze coming back to Oxford. That's a win. And then you finish up with Texas A&M, Vanderbilt, and Mississippi State. So far, right. We've said Alabama, LSU, and Texas A&M are toss-up games, right?
Right.
So they finish 9-3 if they lose all of those.
They very well could. Is that good enough to be second in the West?
Probably so.
Think so? You don't think Texas A&M is going to go 11-1 like everybody's saying?
I thought Brad Edwards made a really good comment earlier.
10-2.
Yeah, I thought Brad made a really good comment when he said, when you look at Texas A&M, it's not really about Texas A&M. It's more about Jimbo Fisher. And I think he's dead on the money.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that. Yep, I agree.
I'm not ready to crown Ole Miss, but go ahead. Let's go to LSU.
No, yeah, I know we're running out of time.
No, you're fine. You're fine. About 4 minutes.
As far as LSU goes, I'm avoiding them in the parlay pick contest for the rest of the season. I will not. They cost me a win.
They cost a bunch of people. And I say a bunch.
I had the win. I had the win. You can check the list. I had 501 total yards.
Oh, I that's right. I did see that. Okay, I forgot who it was. But, yeah, trust me, I'm like a bookie. When I get a pen and I mark out your name, it's just boom, boom. Yeah, so.
So LSU cost me a win last week. So I'm not going to put them in that contest the rest of the year, whether it's for them or against them. They're just out. I'm avoiding them. So, yeah, that one hurt.
Yeah, I hear you. LSU does that to a lot of people.
They do. That's what I get. That's what I get for believing in Ed.
Hey, there's probably 100,000 fans down there that would love to say the same thing that you just said. I mean.
Yeah, I hear you.
So. All right. I mean, it kind of reminds me back when I was doing shows here in Tuscaloosa during the Shula days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was not good. I mean, caller number one, you're on the air. Caller number two, you're on the air. Caller number three, you're on the air. If he runs Darby one more time to the right side.
Oh man, I'll tell you what, it's good that we don't forget those days,
No, we need to remind ourselves of those. And then we appreciate Nick Saban even more.
Yeah, we do. I had a friend text me during the game. He's a big Notre Dame fan,
And he said, do you not get bored with watching Alabama play?
Well, Matt Moscato said the same thing on our show.
Yeah, I heard him today. That's the first thing I thought when I heard Matt say that. And I told him, I said, absolutely not. I said, he said, do you like get up for the game, you know, or are you like anxious or anything? I said, well, yeah, I am. Because that's just the kind of fan I am. But no, it's not boring.
Hey, Kevin, give me a score prediction, man. We got to get out of here.
All right, let's go 49-7.
49-7, and then give me Mercer total yards.
274.
Got it. Thank you, Kevin. Have a great evening, man.
All right, you too. Roll Tide.
We took a lot of phone calls. We appreciate each and every one of you guys. A dreamland score prediction. We took the game, and we rolled it right through the 6 to 7 hour. 5 hours of radio is in the books. We'll do it again tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. I do remind you, Martin Houston, 6 a.m., Wimp at Barry, 7, Gary Harris at 9, Jacob Harris at 11, Jay Barker, Lars Anderson at noon. I'll see you back at 2 o'clock. We remind you that we call this program the game of the only way that you can win the big game. The game of life is to walk daily with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good night, Tito. I'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock on the game. Give yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Start fall.